Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The nomination of Garland is not moving forward according to the president's scheme. This is the nominee that he has put forth to replace Justice Scalia on the United States Supreme Court. We're going to be talking about the situation on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Merrick Garland is the person that President Obama nominated to replace Justice Antonin Scalia on the United States Supreme Court. He and the other liberal Democrats in the Senate, Schumer being one of those and Harry Reid another, are trying to shame, cajole, scare the Republican Senate into holding a hearing, and they ultimately wanted Garland to meet with some of these people. And they're then trying to spin information that the Republican opposition to holding a hearing is beginning to crack. Frankly, it's not cracking. It's still solid. We're going to continue to make sure that they hear from us that there should be no hearing on Merrick Garland. Matt, this is a critical issue for the future of the U.S. Supreme Court.
Well, yeah, and we were a little concerned when the word got out that people like Senator Chuck Grassley, who heads up the Judiciary Committee, if I'm not mistaken, was meeting with Judge Garland to have, you know, had breakfast, had a nice one-on-one meeting. We were all kind of waiting with bated breath to see, you know, is the dam cracking? Is as the media would like to create this narrative, is there a weakness starting to show in this wall of Republicans saying that there will be no hearing? Well, no. He came immediately out and said, it has not changed my opinion about holding a hearing. And I told him that, Grassley told reporters. So he remains unmoved. So we need to continue to pray that they will stand firm. The pressure is tremendous, in spite of the fact that President Obama, for instance, filibustered, tried to stop President Bush's nominations in the past, judicial nominations, the Vice President Joe Biden has said that during an election year there should never be a Supreme Court, and they're even calling it the Biden rule. But you know, hypocrisy, thy middle name is liberal.
Well, you know, and in fact, Biden not only said there should not be a nomination hearing on a Supreme Court vacancy, he said there shouldn't be any votes on any judge at any level during the final year of the president. That's Vice President Biden when he was then Senator Biden. You know, the good news is right now, even the moderate senators are saying they're not budging, that they don't believe that there should be a hearing during this final lame duck year of President Obama. That means, therefore, that this is an election issue decided by the people, and it's going to depend upon who is the next president of the United States, because that's the person who in 2017 will nominate or should nominate that vacancy to fill the position of Scalia. The fact of the matter is, whoever fills that seat, if it's another Scalia, then we're back to status quo, someone who respects the Constitution. But if it's a Ruth Bader Ginsburg or Kagan or Breyer or someone like that, then the Supreme Court has been forever shifted in a radical way that literally will shred the Constitution, and that will last for decades.
You know, I love that the senator from New Hampshire, when she met with him, she said she spoke about the important role of the Supreme Court as the ultimate arbiter of our Constitution. And I thought about this quote I found from the first U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice, John Jay. And he said, "Providence has given to our people the choice of their rulers, and it is the duty as well as the privilege and interest of our Christian nation to select and prefer Christians for their rulers."
Yeah, and John Jay was the first Chief Justice of the United States. He was someone who was a dedicated Christian. And
have we swayed
listen
from
to that,
do you
quote,
think?
You know, it is our right and it's our privilege to do what? To elect other people who have these Christian values to be our leaders.
As a Christian nation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no question the historical record is clear. But you're right. People don't understand how big this issue is here. As you mentioned, we are talking decades, generations of constitution shredding. Our nation would not be recognizable. It would be in the vein of these socialist European nations. Should we get a Garland in there or any other Obama nominee, we have to have a Scalia in there. But you know, Matt, even though the media is trying to have this narrative that there's this big uproar in America and this is going to hurt Republicans and conservatives, it's nonsense. People, the collective attitude is kind of like, politics as usual. Well, I would expect the exact same thing if the other party were in power over the Senate right now and the majority. But the people who are stomping their feet and pounding their chest are the radical liberals, are Democrats, frankly, right now, who support who want to change the makeup of the Supreme Court so that they can push their ideological positions through.
They want to obliterate the Second Amendment. They want to overturn the opinion that upheld the law that bans partial birth abortion. They want to overturn a lot of these other particular cases that were 5-4 decisions, and they would do that with someone like a Kagan. In fact, the New York Times said that Merrick Garland is to the left judicially in terms of his philosophy of Kagan and Breyer. Now, that's pretty far to the left in terms of judicial philosophy. What that means is not left and right in politics. It means that there is no Constitution. It's whatever Garland says the Constitution is. In fact, Garland was on the wrong side of the issue on the Second Amendment when he was a judge on the District Court of Appeals. He ruled against the Second Amendment, and that ultimately was reversed when it went up to the United States Supreme Court. So Garland's on the case at the Supreme Court, then the Second Amendment is shredded among many other kinds of things as well. You know, Liberty Counsel, we have couple of emails, and I encourage you to get onto these because we are delivering regularly thousands and thousands and thousands of petitions to the people in the Senate to make sure that they have backing. That's a critical thing that they need to know. It's one thing for us to talk about it, but they need to see it tangibly that the people are backing them, and that will give them and continue to give them the courage to stand. So you can go to libertycouncil.com, libertycouncil.com. Or lc.org. If you go to lc.org, you just scroll down to the very bottom. And you can sign up for all of the emails. And we have the Liberty Counsel Action, the Liberty Counsel Grassroots Action, the Liberty Counsel Action Grassroots Action. That's our 501c4. And we have other emails there as well, Christians in Defense of Israel, Liberty Relief International. But get on those emails. You can sign up for all of them. And then when this issue continues to percolate, because it'll be all the way through the year, even into 2017, you'll be able to get your voice heard. I can tell you that from our Washington, D.C. office, meeting with some of these individuals, they want to hear from you. They are asking to hear from you because they want to be able to show, they want to be comfortable with the fact that you are standing behind them.
And this is a critical decision of the Supreme Court. I mean, you look at the decisions that have been made throughout history from the Supreme Court. They took Bible and prayer out of school and declared that unconstitutional. They legalized abortion. And now look where we are. We're continually going in the opposite direction. So it's a critical position that we not only pray, but we do speak out.
I can't overemphasize the critical nature of this particular position. Justice Scalia was one of the individuals on the Supreme Court that believed common sense. You ought to interpret what the Constitution says. If this is what the Constitution says, then that's what you ought to say. If you don't like the result, then let the people change it. There's an amendment process, but judges don't have any power to just simply rewrite the law. That's the kind of judge that we need on every area of law, but certainly that's the kind of justice we need at the U.S. Supreme Court. So go to libertycouncil.com or lc.org. Sign up for these emails today. Also, remember to support Liberty Counsel with your financial support. Liberty Counsel, all the ministry opportunities and outreach that we do and the representation, whether it's Kim Davis or many other cases, we do it at no cost to those that we represent. It's a ministry, and the only way that we can exist is through, obviously, your prayers, because we covet your prayers. We understand that we're engaged in spiritual conflict, But we also need your financial support as well. And no support is too little or too great. You can continue to contribute online, or you can go to the website and you can send a contribution directly to Liberty Council. The address is right there at lc.org. That's lc.org. I encourage you to be a regular partner in this ministry. Don't get discouraged. Get encouraged, because Liberty Council is making a difference. And with you and others joining together, we can make a positive difference in our communities and in our country in the future of this nation. Visit lc.org for more information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation.